Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Today we continue our theme, Who is He? What is He to You? And we are on the second week of praying the name of Jesus. Last week you prayed using the name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This week we pray the name of Jesus, light of the world. Our key scripture is John 8:12, and I read from the Good News Translation. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees saying, I am the light of the world, he said. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. In her book, Praying the Names of God for 52 Weeks, Anne Spangler writes, according to Jewish tradition, one of the names for the Messiah is light. How fitting, then, that Jesus is called the light of the world. John's gospel portrays Jesus as the light that vanquishes the darkness brought on by sin, a darkness that ends in death. Christ has opened the eyes of a sin-darkened world to the truth of the gospel. We who believe in him have moved from darkness into light, from death to life. When we pray to Jesus as the light of the world, let us remember that we are calling on the one who was so determined to draw us into his light that he spent 9 months in the darkness of his mother's womb in order to become one of us. Let us ask Jesus, our light, to make us shine with his reflected glory. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus, Father God, who is the light of the world. Father God, your word says that your word, Jesus, is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path, Father God. So this morning, Lord God, we just embrace that identity. We embrace that thought of Jesus, who is the light and who will light our path. Father God, there is no need for us to be in darkness when we have your Son, Christ Jesus, to guide us, to lead us, Father God. He is the Word, and the Word shows us the way to have a fruitful, glorious life here on earth, Lord God. So, Father God, we know that Jesus, that the light of the world, that Jesus' name is power. Jesus' name is healing. Jesus' name is life, Father God. So, for on this day, Lord God, we just lift up Jesus. We come to him knowing that he is the answers to all our prayer, Lord God. If we reflect on Jesus, if we stay close to Jesus, we know that there is no fear. We know that there is nothing that we cannot accomplish, Lord God. For God, we remember that Jesus, that you sent your Son, the light of the world, to this world to become one of us, Lord God. He went through everything that we have gone through. Jesus knows our struggles. Jesus knows our pain. The light of the world knows when we have doubt, fear, anxiety. But Lord God, he went through all of those emotions as well. But as your Son, Father God, he just kept moving, kept going, kept of showing us how to be the light of the world, showing and teaching us how to treat each other, teaching us how to deal with our emotions, teaching us how to show love to one another and to care for each other. Father God, as a community, Jesus has led us into the light, Father God. He led us into light, Father God. At any time when there is no light, it's because we have turned our backs to Jesus. There is no reason, Father God, for us not to be able to get through these days, day by day, no matter how difficult it is, without reflecting on your Son, Lord God. So, Father God, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus. Jesus, we just thank you, Jesus, for your light. Through your light, we are able to break every stronghold, Lord God. Lord God, the light shines through the shadows, the darkness that we may be encountering, Lord God. But the light also let us know that there is victory ahead. We keep our eyes stayed on Jesus, and the victory is ours, Lord God. For we know that life here is temporal, Father God. We know that it is temporary and that this is just part of our eternity, Lord God. It begins here, but when we meet Lord Jesus in heaven, Lord God, we know we will understand every struggle that we went through. We will understand every joy that we went through, Father God. We will understand every moment of time, and as we see the handiwork of you and your Son throughout our lives, just weaving our destiny, Father God, just weaving through us the understanding to be able to just move and take each day at a time. Father God, we're just so thankful for God. We are so thankful for your word. We are so thankful for Jesus. We are so thankful for your Holy Spirit. Father, we are so thankful for the threefold ministry that you have given us, Lord God. We are thankful that Jesus has left the Holy Spirit with us, Father God. Jesus is with us, Lord God. We have no fear. There is nothing that we cannot encounter, no matter how difficult it may be. We call on your name, Jesus, to give us strength. We call on your name, Jesus, to just give us the hope. We call on your name, Jesus, to make it from one day to the other. We call on your name, Jesus, as we're able to see the sunlight, Father God, hear the birds chirping, Father God, be able to move from one place to the other, Father God. We call on your name, Jesus, when we are in pain, Father God. We're calling on your name, Jesus, right now, as our sister Teresa asked us to just pray for healing. We're praying for healing for her brother, Jimmy, Lord God, and for her niece, Lenicia. Father God, we're praying for Jimmy because he is in ICU, Father God. And on top of that, her niece, Lenicia, underwent a nine-hour surgery, Lord God, for a broken arm. So we are praying for both of their healing, Father God. Father God, we always remember, Lord God, that our Rev. Leslie says that healing is the children's bread, Father God. So we come to you standing on the word of Jesus, standing in his light, Father God, believing that you, this says the Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness. So we believe in your word, Lord God. We believe on you, Jesus, the light of the world, that there will be healing for Jimmy and Lenicia. We believe that you are working through their bodies, through every cell, through every muscle, to let the blood run through them, Father God, and give them the healing that they are in need of, Father God. And we are not forgetting that Lenicia has a three-year-old to take care of, Lord God. So, Father God, she needs her arm, Father God. We are praying for total healing of her body, of her arm. We are praying for total healing for Brother Jimmy to get out of ICU, Father God, to be able to leave the hospital, Lord God, and be healed. We believe in your word that they will be healed. So, Father God, we are praying in community, remembering that the Lord Jesus, the light of the world, his name, your name is healing. So we stand on that power. We stand on that belief, Lord God. And Father God, we are also continuing to lift up the names of our mothers, our surrogates, our caretakers, Lord God. Michelle Barfia asked us to lift up her mother, Elizabeth, lift up her and lift up Yvette Jones and Francine Hamilton. So, yes, we'll continue to pray for our mothers, Lord God, for every day is Mother's Day. And every day, Lord God, we rely on your Son, Jesus, to bring us day by day through darkness, Father God, through light. Bring us through the light. You shine on us, Lord God. So that's what we're sitting. We're sitting in your light. We're rejoicing in your name, Christ Jesus. We rejoice in your name because we know we have the power through you. Without you, we have no power. With you, there is power. There is hope. There is life, Father God. So, yes, we're standing on the name of Jesus. It says that your word is that Jesus breaks every stronghold. We believe that. We believe that he shines through the darkness. With Jesus, there is no darkness. There is always, always light, Father God. So that's where we stand, and that's where we stand in community, just praying and remembering who Christ Jesus is to us, Lord God. Father God, we are also praying this month for the mental health of not only the adults, but for children. This is Mental Health Awareness Month and Mental Health Awareness Week for our children, Lord God. So, Father God, we just stand. We stand on your word of encouragement, Father God, because we know that with you, we have nothing to fear. You said for us not to fear, that you are with us, to not be dismayed. For you, Lord, are our God. So we know that you will strengthen us. So, Father God, we pray. We pray for mental health, Father God. We pray for anxiety. We pray, Lord God, that your light will break the strongholds of anxiety, of depression, Lord God, of just feeling, not feeling ourselves, Lord God. But we know that we can lean on you, Father God. So let your light continue to shine, Lord God. Draw us to your light, Lord Jesus. Keep us close to you, Lord God. And Lord God, when we may feel a little lost, Father God, and we need your direction, we know that we can open up your word. That is the light, Father God, your word. Help us to go. Help us to stay in your word. Help us to study your word, Lord God. Help us to reflect on your word, Lord God. All of that brings the light into our world, Lord God. There is no time, whether it's day or evening, when we will not be able to see you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, the light of the world. We have no fear. There is no fear. There is no reason to fear, Lord God, because we know that we have Christ Jesus. So we just lean. We lean on the word of God. We lean on Jesus. We know that we are just so thankful for being in community. We're thankful for you drawing us near to you, to calling us your children, to adopting us into your kinship, Father God. So we are just thankful that you left your Son Jesus here on earth. Whether for 33 years, Lord God, we are thankful. We are thankful for him coming down, for understanding what we go through, who we are, Lord God, the difficulties. But we can rely on Jesus. And with that, he has left the Holy Spirit with us. So Jesus is with us, and we thank you, Lord God. 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 Oh, have mercy on us, Lord God. Just have mercy on us. So we give all the glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, the light of the world, as we lift up this prayer in community. And to you, Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277-806. Pound, or you can go to our website, to our prayer page, to listen to our past recordings. Please send your prayer request to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. You can visit Beloved's website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. I'm going to unmute the line so we can greet one another.